Welcome back to JR Morning. You hear that song, you know we're about to talk to head coach Tom Izzo and, of course, to Steve Courtney. But before we get into the nuts and bolts of playing Oakland tomorrow at noon, I want to play something for everybody. Go ahead, Chris. I mean, that is just lovely. I had no idea, Coach, that you could play the accordion and so well.
That's amazing.
I mean, your husband doesn't serenade you at all.
I mean, if he could play the accordion, he would play the Michigan State fight song. But I appreciated...
If he thought enough of you, he'd learn how to play the accordion. Look at it the other way.
I appreciate you having some fun on your annual Christmas show this past Wednesday. That's all I wanted to say.
No, you know what? Our players were awesome. I had Nick Sanders playing the, he's an incredible piano player, and we brought a little keyboard in there, and he played, and I'm pretty fortunate because our fans, our players, they brought gifts for kids that were given out, and of course, Nick was unbelievable. You talk about, you know, I know his dad gets a lot of credit and deserves all of it. I love him, but I tell you what, his son is an incredible student and an incredible well-rounded human being, and he's a lot better playing the piano than I am at the accordion.
Well, let's just mention this. A lot of people don't realize that in Iron Mountain, you have to take the accordion in school. It's mandatory.
You know, Steve, if you, it would help Jamie's husband so he'd learn how to play it, but then again, there's no way in hell you'd learn how to play it, so I guess we're...
Oh, I know that. Let's talk about what went down Tuesday night, sir, at the Electric Breslin Center. You get the 92-69 win over the visiting Toledo Rockets. Oh, imagine this. Jackson Kohler, double-double, 14 points, 10 boards, as a matter of fact, in the first half. He would finish with 16 and 13, the sixth double-double of the year. My question, Coach, is this. You're coming off the intense road win over Penn State. You're up on Toledo by 30 at the half. I would imagine to a degree, and from a coach's standpoint, you don't like to see it. You let your guard down a little bit. How do you protect against that?
Yeah, well, you like to see the 30-point lead. And
sure.
And I'm telling you, Toledo's a good team. I mean, they're a very good offensive team, getting better defensively. And I thought we played really well in a lot of ways. But, you know, we talked about it at halftime, and it just goes to show that I got a lot of work to do yet. We're not, we're not quite disciplined enough and maybe mature enough. And yet I'm trying to be realistic too. It's not easy to do that. But it happened. And, I think we learned from it. I really do think we learned from it. And I think I learned from it. And, we had good practices the last couple of days though. I think we're ready to play, which is important around Christmas. But, Campy, that guy's just lurking in the weeds there because he's got a nice team, you know. He's got a different team like he does every year. But, his record is never indicative of his team because he's playing Purdue and Michigan and Kansas and Illinois.
Right.
And, you know, all those schools. And then they've won, I think, 5 out of 6. They can score a lot of points. Their defense is unique and different, and Campy's unique and different. So I never feel comfortable about the game, but it's always a game that I'm playing against a friend, and which I don't love, but it's also playing in Detroit, which I do love, and hopefully getting all our Spartan fans out there to support us.
But, you know, Coach, I got to imagine that you lean on guys like Jackson Kohler or Carson Cooper, certainly Cohen Carr, as some of these upperclassmen, guys that have been in the program for a long time, you know, as the leaders of the team, I would imagine.
Yeah, and that's what I talked to him about. In fact, I had the captains in the next day after that game, Jeremy, Cohen, yeah. Coop, and Dex, and said, you know, you guys been through 3 and 4 years of wars, and you understand that if you're not ready every single minute of every game, you know, things can happen. And yet, you know, the last 2 years we've got, you know, interesting team, one that I can't say is as talented as some I've had, and maybe I'm not giving them credit. but again, really together. But our margin for error is not as high as some teams I've had. So, you know, we just are learning as we go. Coaches are doing a better job getting a, you know, myself included, getting a rotation that's a little cleaner. That would help. So, you know, players grow, coaches grow. You know, it's not like we don't learn every year. You learn something different, and you try to make those adjustments.
Not to look past the Golden Grizzlies high noon tomorrow at LCA there, Coach, but you will host the Big Red of Cornell on December 29th after Christmas. How do you go about, because it's falling Christmas, that is, in the middle of the week. What is the practice schedule? I actually read where you were considering, and I had to sit down and think about this, giving the lads Christmas off.
I am thinking about that, and you know, it's really sad that, you know, everybody says as you get older, you get softer. And I should stay old school and bring them back Christmas morning, but I won't do that. You know, what we've done the last couple of years, and it's really been good, is we try to, you know, play on the 20th or 21st so they get 3-4 days before Christmas. And then the day after Christmas, we're back and get a couple 2 days in and get back on track. But these players deserve a day off. Their families deserve time to see them. And believe it or not, I probably deserve a day off. I got a couple granddaughters now. Hopefully I can
good for you.
Play Santa.
A proud grandpa, for sure. You know, I just got a text from Greg Campy, and he said, ask him why he took over the ugly sweater.
Well,
you took that over?
Well, because I make more money than he does, and he always bought the sweater. And I figured I'm doing the guy a favor, and I have a person next to me that my little beach house I have from Chicago, and it's kind of her business that she you know, has sweaters and pajamas and all these different things, and so she made a couple up for Camp and I that, you know, just different. I mean, he's had some great ones. We've included the officials in ours this year, and but if he wants it back, text him back and tell him, Izzo said if you want it back, he'd have no problem. I was doing it out of kindness because he's done such an incredible, and this thing was all Greg's, like everything else. He's a very good marketer. This has been all him. I mean, he's the one that came up with it. He had to talk me into it the first and second year. And, you know, then I kind of become a ritual. But it's hard to walk into the locker room. I have to warn my guys the day before. Yeah, listen, I'm going to be wearing a goofy sweater. That does not mean I'm taking the game light. That does not right. mean I don't think it's important.
Yeah.
You know, all those things. And Campy doesn't worry about those things because he just coaches the same way every day and has done it very well for longer than I have. He's got seniority over, I think, anybody in the country, guys.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about it. Right, it's a great tradition. It truly is.
Yeah. Well, you go out and wear one of them sweaters in front of 15,000 people and look like an idiot and tell me how good the tradition is. I mean, you what you have is what they say, what Judd Heathcote used to say all the time, Steve. You have a face for radio, so you're never seen. And
yeah, former sock model. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
All right, well,
sock model.
You know what, guys? This one has been fun. Good luck to you tomorrow against Oakland here in downtown Detroit. And we'll talk to you one more time this year on Monday.
Well, listen, guys, I want to wish all the listeners and all of you guys, you've been so good. JR has been so good to me. And have a happy holiday, Hanukkah, Christmas, and all. Every other holiday that can be had, I hope everybody has a safe, secure, and a happy one.
Yeah. You too, Coach.
Back at you, Coach. Thanks.
All right, guys.